Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinter. And so it was foretold in the third age of Elven princes that a chosen one would arise to challenge the shadow of evil that was spreading across the world of Lower Earth. And a mighty trio of great warriors was chosen to seek out the chosen one. Vidar, the elf lord, Penthesilea, the warrior princess, and Dean the dwarf. And they did journey far, even unto the fire swamps of Eglorast and the moon peaks of Zorgon, until at last they found themselves in a small bookshop on Totnes High Street.
As the fourth moon rose behind the hills of Gisala, Dahuma smiled to himself and continued on his way.
Does anyone have any questions?
Oh, I thought we weren't doing questions.
Is that your dog?
Yeah, this is Amos, my best friend. Brought him along for moral support.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married. Why, is that an offer?
No.
It's okay. Unlike many of you fantasy enthusiasts out there, I do actually have a girlfriend. Had a girlfriend. Until recently. Well, I say recently, it's been a few months. 18, to be precise. I'm fine with it, though. Well, I say fine.
Any other questions?
Yes. In Warlock World 7, The Search for the Dragon's Lair, the character of Coloman says he smells danger, but everyone knows that trolls have no sense of smell.
Yeah, what everyone knows is that trolls don't actually exist, okay? You people take all this stuff too seriously. And dressing like elves and fairies once you're past 7 makes you look like a nutter. No offence to you three at the back.
Yes, but...
Yeah, it's all made up. Get over it.